I think it's very important that we not to say that we're doing this and we not do it just because it's Negroes or whites, but we take the position that every person born in this country, when he reaches a certain age, that he have a right to vote, just like he has a right to fight, and that we just extend it, whether it's a Negro, whether it's a Mexican, who it is. And number two, I think that we don't want special privilege for anybody. We want equality for all, and we can stand on that principle. But I think if you can contribute a great deal by getting your leaders and you yourself taking very simple examples of discrimination, where a man's got to memorize Longfellow, whether he's got to quote the first 10 amendments, or he's got to tell you what Amendment 15, 16, 17 is, and then ask them if they know, and show what happens. And some people don't have to do that, but when a Negro comes in, he's got to do it. And if we can just repeat and repeat and repeat. If you can find the worst condition that you run into in Alabama, Mississippi, or Louisiana, or South Carolina, where, I think one of the worst I ever heard of is the president of the school at Tuskegee, or the head of the government department there, or something, being denied the right to cast a vote. And if you just take that one illustration and get it on radio and get it on television and get it on in the pulpits, get it in the meetings, get it every place you can, pretty soon the fellow that didn't do anything but drive a tractor, he'll say, well, that's not right, that's not fair. And then that will help us on what we're going to shove through in the end.
Yeah.